USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump disputes a report suggesting that several parts of the trade deal with Mexico have been in the works for months. He says his administration has not been able to get Mexico to agree to the actions in full. He says he will announce at least one additional immigration measure at a later time. Reporter Michael Shear co-wrote the New York Times story saying that two major parts of the deal were among those on the table.
In both cases, those efforts are things that the Mexicans had largely agreed to months ago. In the case of the migrant protection protocols back in December of last year, there were a series of agreements essentially traded back and forth between the United States after weeks of negotiations between the two countries.
The president also says that Mexico will buy large quantities of U.S. farm products as part of the deal, but it's unclear whether such a promise was made. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A female officer is breaking ground in the U.S. Army. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Later this month, Brigadier General Laura Yeager will become the first female officer to lead a U.S. Army Infantry Division when she becomes the leader of the California National Guard's 40th Infantry Division. Yeager's a veteran Army helicopter pilot who served in Iraq. She began her service in 1986 and has a laundry list of accomplishments in the military and also in academia, the mother of four with a bachelor's degree and two masters. She's now going to be in charge of thousands of citizen soldiers on the American West Coast. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Both Russia and the U.S. are blaming each other after their naval ships came close to a collision in the East China Sea. The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hong Kong police used water cannons and pepper spray to disperse large crowds protesting controversial extradition legislation. Here's the BBC's Robin Bryant.
Estimates of the number of people on the streets of Hong Kong vary from 250,000 to just over a million. Whatever the precise number, they were jam-packed into roads that are usually for weekend traffic, almost all are dressed in white. It's overwhelmingly peaceful. A mixture of Hong Kong's diverse society is here. Their worry is a new law that would allow people to be extradited to the Chinese mainland, where the courts are not impartial and people can be imprisoned for their politics.
Iran has issued a warning for the European Union. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Iranian government saying there must be cooperation from the European Union or else there will be consequences. Reuters reporting the Iranians want Europe to abandon sanctions and to restore normalized trade. The report cites Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as saying if the European member states don't normalize ties, Iran will, quote, halt our commitments or take action in accordance with the European Union's punitive policies towards Iran. Sanctions remain in place against Iran by Europe and the U.S. in an effort to discourage the Islamic Republic from pursuing its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.